Welcome back to Wednesday, and therefore it is Ask Uncle Lee. And as always, put the any questions you have, any queries, anything you want to know, anything you're pondering that you would like another perspective on, just put those into the comments of one of these Ask Uncle Lee videos. And let's get straight into it. But first, let's run an ad.
In a world where magic meets reality, embark on a journey of self-discovery and transformation with Lee W. Johnson's personal magical training. Unleash the power within you as you delve into the secrets of ancient wisdom. Lee W. Johnson, a seasoned guide in the realms of magic, invites you to join a transformative experience like no other. This isn't just a course, it's a portal to your own potential. Explore the mysteries of the universe, connect with energies beyond, and learn to harness the forces that shape reality. Whether you're a curious novice or a seasoned practitioner, Lee's personal magical training adapts to your unique journey. From mastering spells to unlocking your intuition, discover the extraordinary in the ordinary. Uncover the secrets of the cosmos, and awaken the magic that resides within you. Enroll now in Lee W. Johnson's personal magical training. Embrace the extraordinary. Your magical journey begins here.
Okay, gotta do the shameless self-promotion stuff. Gotta pay the bills and whatnot. Okay, so the first one is from Lynn Strawberry 5645. I've tried working with Boone after feeling the call to working with him when I woke one morning. I've been asking for guidance and advice in financial matters and asked him for a job. I don't know what I'm doing wrong because I haven't received an answer or call after applying for a job everywhere. Am I doing something wrong? Does he not want to work with me? Should I give up and leave him alone? Okay, sure. Your first point of action here is going to be divination. Do divination to find out what's happening, what's going on. If you actually did contact Boone to begin with, because there's a possibility that something went wrong there. Divination. Try and find out as much as you can. The other thing is, are you keeping records? Are you keeping a journal? If you are, go back and check what happened. Also consider the wording of your question. I mean, for instance, I'm just going to take the actual word you mentioned in the comment. You asked him for a job. Boone can't give you a job because he has no jobs to give you. Okay, so if you are phrasing things in a particular way that could be misinterpreted, asking a spirit for a job, I know what you mean, and you know what you mean, but you have to think in terms of spirits are kind of very literal sometimes. Even try and communicate with Fae, that is quite a job, it's quite a task. But when you're talking to deities and to daemons, you have to kind of often be quite literal in interpretation. So asking a god or a goddess or a daemon or an angel, whatever, for a job, they cannot give you a job, so they're not going to be able to do anything for you. So just go back, check the wording you may have used, how it could be interpreted by a being of this nature. So that's divination. Divine as much as you can to find out as many answers as you can, and check your records, your journal keeping. If you're not keeping a journal, obviously you're not going to be able to do that, so you won't be able to go and check on exactly what may have gone wrong. We talk about journaling all the time. It is very important. It's not just about recording things that you did right. And it's not just about recording the magic you did or the spell that you did, the ingredients you used and things like that. It's about recording everything that actually happened throughout your day. Because, small things can happen which influence the outcome of your entire day. So, when you did a working, what happened during the day? As I said, it could have been something minor. Maybe you bumped somebody and, or somebody bumped you in the aisle at the shopping, the local shop or something, and it annoyed you. And that annoyance kind of weighed, you know, sometimes you have that thought that just keeps going over and over and over and over again. I should have said this to him. I should have said that to him. You know, maybe I shouldn't have been so nice. Maybe I should have been more stern. All of these thoughts just keep going. And, you know, that could have actually influenced your the outcome of your working, your spell. So, you know, it is a bit difficult because you can't record every single thing that happened during your day, but try and record particular events that happened, and when you go back and you read them, it probably will trigger a memory. You'll remember what happened during the day, and you can start thinking about maybe, you know, this or that affected it. And then do it again. And, you know, you can do it either the same way, and just adjust a few things or do something completely and utterly different. My approach usually is to do it the same way but adjust things. If I find that it's just completely utterly failed, I'll probably just throw that out and try something new. But I do like to take what I did before, if I've only done it once before, do it again and make some adjustments, because it could have been something that affected it on that particular day. If I do it again and improve it, then maybe it will work. If it doesn't work a second or maybe a third time, then I'll give up on that method. I will try something completely different. But, you know, it's not really good just throwing something out just because it didn't work the first time. Maybe it was something else that affected the actual outcome. So, you know, divination, go back to your journaling, and in your divination, just find out if you actually did contact the spirit to begin with, because that's a possibility. In your divination, also, if you did actually contact the spirit, then ask, you can use divination to speak to the deities. Ask Boone, you know, if there's something that you did. Is your question, the question that you asked, does that need to be rephrased? Yes or no? You know, and keep on going on from there and get these yes and no answers from the spirit themselves through a method of divination. And yeah, that's really, really the only thing that you can do, is just find out what happened. Because obviously something happened, or something didn't happen because something else happened, maybe. But that's really all you can do. Okay. So your question is, am I doing something wrong? Maybe, maybe not. As I said, it depends on the day. It could have just been one little thing on that particular day that completely affected everything, and it kind of blocked the working. You could have done this during, I don't know when you did it, you post, you know, see, I actually take snapshots, so I don't actually know how long ago this was, but it would have been before the Void of Course Moon. But yeah, this is why you have to record things, on find out what the moon was doing on that day, astrological symbol it was, or sign it was going into, what planetary forces were going on at the time. Record as much as you can, but as I said, it is impossible to record absolutely everything, but you may be able to record as much as you can to try and figure out what happened on that day. You did the particular working, and during the particular hour. You know, it could have been on a day and you did the working in an hour on that day, which bring two planetary forces into opposition. That's going to affect the working. So, yeah, just have a look, try and figure it out. That's all I can really say. Does he not want to work with me? I don't know. Divination. Should I give up and leave him? I don't know. Divination. Okay, so it really boils down to checking records and doing a divination. Okay, next one is from Oleander Sky. Hi Lee, my question is, how do you handle people who don't like witches magic? My way of being a horrible brat about it isn't working. Right, so yeah, no, it wouldn't work. You know, the difficulty is, when somebody approaches you who wants to kind of belittle you or say that what you're doing is evil or you're going to hell or just simply that you're wasting your time or anything like that, you're going to get them all the time. And, you know, being aggressive towards them isn't going to help, because all that's going to do is just put up a wall with them, and just they're going to just be aggressive back. Unless you feel like that. I mean, sometimes I do feel like just having a good fight with somebody, in which case I'll give them aggressive answer. But most of the time, majority of the time, because I am a rather peaceful person, I won't. What I will usually do is I will say, it depends on the thing. If somebody is insisting that I'm going to hell, I'm getting it a lot lately in the comments, actually. But if they're insisting, I need Christ, I need to turn to Christ, I need to turn to God, and say this prayer, I'll just say, thank you, but no thank you. You know, I'm trying to think of comments I've got recently. Somebody started saying that, I need to pray to Christ. What was it? I need to start praying to Christ immediately. And I asked if I get a discount if I do it now and not tomorrow. You know, I wanted to know what I get discounted. You know, I might get wings. You know, sometimes I'm quite a brat myself. But somebody who may say, you know, you are missing the opportunity to go to heaven, your hellfire is going to consume you, my answer really is, I do not believe in your heaven and hell, so thanks, but it's cool. We're all good. Some other things you can do, which are a little bratty, but get quite an effect, usually a look of shock or something, is to pray with them. And then at the end say, Hail our Father, Lucifer. That's a whole lot of stuff you can do. But I think the main thing is to understand that not everybody's going to believe the same thing you do. In fact, I personally think that if two people have exactly the same worldview, then there is something wrong. Everybody has their own unique and personal worldview. There may be many, many similarities with somebody else within their own faith and their own, you know, somebody they can actually connect with. But they're not going to be exactly the same. So understand that everybody's completely different. And even if you are with somebody who holds your own worldview and fits into your own worldview, there's going to be something along the way that they're going to disagree with. And it's no good fighting over it. It's actually something to celebrate, because that makes you unique from another person. We are all individuals which are part of the collective, the whole. But we do have that uniqueness about us, and this is what makes us interesting. If everybody believed exactly the same thing, we'd be bored out of our freaking minds. And we'd be boring people. So, you know, just accept that not everybody's going to have the same beliefs as you, and just say thank you. If somebody starts praying for you, say thank you, because what they're really doing is they are giving you energy which you can then take and use for something else, like spell work or something. So, you know, somebody praying for you is a great thing. You can either tell them that, or you don't have to tell them that, but that's what's happening. Somebody's praying for you, they are passing their energy on to you. Use it. Don't block it and reject it. Use the damn stuff. So, you know, all of these things can usually be viewed in a different way. Don't view it as an attack on you. View it as somebody who just has a different viewpoint to you, and say thank you. You know, have a good day. Have a nice life. Cheers. It's no good arguing with them, because if you start arguing with them, they're just going to argue back. You're not going to be able to change their minds, and there's no point in trying. Why waste your energy? It's all about energy. As I said, if somebody's praying for you, take the energy and use it. why would you then go and waste energy on somebody who's not going to change their mind at all, who is not going to expand their own thinking? You are the one who should be expanding your own thoughts, and you're expanding your own worldview. Keep examining your own worldview, changing it where it needs to be changed, and keep growing and changing and expanding. If that person doesn't want to do that, that's their problem, not yours. So just let them be and wish them a good life and move on to the next person. Really that simple. So, you know, we don't need to be brats. It's nice every now and again, but, you know, I enjoy it. Okay, next question is from AmyG4549. Hi, Lee, I really enjoy this one. Thank you. I was just curious. I imagine you are probably very balanced as an energy worker and magic practitioner, but do you ever find that you have a tendency to have energetic dominances in certain areas? For myself, I find that I tend to be too dominant in the third eye and very weak in the lowest two chakras. I do regular chakra work cleansing, but I have found that since working primarily with Lucifer, I am pretty unbalanced. Do you also find that working with different spirits can affect energy balance of your various bodies as well? Have a great day. Thank you for all your top-notch content you create. It's a pleasure, and thank you. All right. So I can be pretty balanced, but only because I work at it. I try to, you know, every now and again. I've been having it for the past few months where it's been extremely difficult for me to actually do my daily practice. So I have been feeling pretty unbalanced, actually. But the only reason I am balanced majority of the time is not because I'm an energy worker or because I'm a magic practitioner. It's because I put in the work to become balanced. So I do my meditation, my daily meditation. I at the moment I'm going through something, I believe, it's not as severe as the one I've had before, but I believe I'm coming out of a dark night of the soul at the moment. I have had major shifts within my inner temple, absolutely major shifts, and I am having to incorporate that into my being, my entire being, my soul, everything else we could possibly imagine, and into my daily life. It's left me drained. I'm needing more sleep than I usually do, but it's a good thing. I've just got to take the time to put in the work in order to bring myself into a balanced state. That's all it really boils down to, is are you putting in the work or you're not putting in the work? You do say you are doing regular chakra work and cleansing, and you are more dominant with your third eye and weak within your lowest two chakras. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are unbalanced. It just means that it's a bit like being, I'm right-handed, therefore my right arm is stronger than my left arm. I do every now and again have a problem with my left knee, which means that I will then favor my right leg, which then starts to ache because it's getting more exercise than my left leg. So, you know, there's all these things that happen throughout our lives, throughout our days, that kind of shift and change. But we do tend to have periods where we favor one thing over another. You might find that in 6 months' time, that changes. It's just that things have changed in your life, they've shifted in your life, and therefore we have to bring more attention to something different in order to progress and move forward. You know, it is about that favouring. It's in order to move forward, in order to gain knowledge, we have to read. Or we have to watch videos, or we have to listen to audiobooks. So we are engaging sight and hearing. Okay, we're not engaging touch, and we're not engaging smell, and you know, taste. We're not engaging taste when we're doing this learning. So we are favouring two particular senses over all the other stuff. And if we are constantly taking in knowledge, reading, listening, watching, we're only favouring those things. Okay, and there's nothing wrong with that. But at some point, after taking all that in all that knowledge, we then have to practice. We then have to put it into practice. And then you start to move. You start to not just move energy, but you move your physical body. So you then you start engaging the sense of the skin and the sense of touch. You will then start lighting incense, which then engages your sense of smell. You don't really need your sight as much, except that you may be moving physically in a space. But what you will start engaging is your psychic senses, because you need to feel the energy movements and things like that. So again, that shifts onto favoritism of something different. So we're going to keep doing this. Throughout our lives, we're going to start favoring different things over other things, and we're going to shift backwards and forwards. I wouldn't really consider that to be unbalanced. It's just favoring things at that moment, because we have to in order to move forward, and moving forward is a balanced practice. So, you know, I guess it depends on how we actually have a look at that word, balanced and unbalanced. If you need to, sorry, I just want to check something you said in regards to that again. More dominant in your third eye, very weak. You do say too dominant in the third eye and very weak in the lowest two chakras. Does that actually mean that your chakras are stronger and weaker? Or are you just focusing on one over the other? But there may actually be nothing wrong with your chakras. You may have checked that, I don't know. I'm just bringing that up because it may be a possibility. If we consider that the third eye compared to the lower two chakras, you may come up against something in a few months' time where you have to move house, for example. Just a pure abstract example. So you have to move house. This is then going to engage your lower chakras, especially your root chakra, because that's all about foundation. It's about building a home and building security. Or maybe you have a break-in. That's going to, again, it's going to engage your lower chakras, because it comes again to security and being secure and creating security. So you may find that something in your life will engage that chakra. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's weaker or weak. It could be that it has no purpose at this particular time. It's active, it's moving, it's fine, there's nothing wrong. It's just not engaged, okay? So there's that possibility. Yes, I am quite balanced most of the time, majority of the time. On a broad perspective, I am a pretty balanced person, but it's only because I've put in the work. And that's not just a daily practice, that's years and years and years of putting in that work. Over time, things shift and change within us. I've been told I'm a rather Zen type person, because I'm calm and collected. Not always. Trust me, not always. And I may look it on the outside, but sometimes I'm not on the inside. It's only because I've done the work, and it's not because I am an energy worker or because I am a magical practitioner. It is because I've done the work. It's really what it boils down to. Anyway, I'm going to stop babbling, so I think that answers those questions. Just want to check. I think the next one, which I'm going to do next week, is from God King Cthulhu about authors and books on demonology. Okay. I'll do that. I'll start with that next week, because I just need to finish Hexagradio, which God King Cthulhu mentions in the comment, because I haven't read it before, so now I'm reading it. Okay, so I'll see you next week. Have a good one until then. Cheers. Bye-bye.